Here's our final question on today's broadcast of Answers from the Book. What does it mean in Isaiah 9:6 where it says, "And the government will be on his shoulder"? Well, this seems to be a follow-up question to a question we had a couple of weeks ago concerning Isaiah 9:6. Let's read that verse. Isaiah 9:6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." It was prophesied in Genesis 49:10 that the Lord would reign. That says, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be." The Word of God says in Matthew 28:18, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." How right it is that the Lord Jesus should reign. We read in Revelation 19:16 that he is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Isaiah 9:7 tells us that of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Now, which government does the Lord hold on his shoulder? Well, I dare say he holds all of them. Over 200 times in Scripture, the Lord is called the God of Israel. The Lord certainly reigns over all human governments. Daniel 4:17 says, "This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basis of men." And Christ certainly governs his church, as we read in Colossians 1:18, "And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence." The Lord Jesus shall rule on the earth during his thousand-year reign. Matthew 25 tells us of the judgment of the nations at the end of the tribulation period to determine who will enter the kingdom. We read in Matthew 25:32-34, "And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." I'd like to draw our attention to one point about the power and tender love of our blessed Redeemer. Isaiah 9:6 tells us that the government shall be upon his shoulder. Yet, when rescuing one of his precious lambs, we read of the Lord in Luke 15:5, "And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing." So, while the government is on his shoulder, his dear lambs are securely and tenderly held on his shoulders. Not only does he hold us on his strong shoulders, he rejoices in our salvation. May the thought of the Lord's love, power, and care cause us to lift up our voices in praise to our wonderful Savior.